Good morning. My name is Kosuke from IPv6 Promotion Council of Japan. As regularly we reported, our large IPv4 address space utilizing trial since back in 2001, I believe. And this time it will be a 10th report at the IPNIC meeting. Sorry about. For this time, I'd like to report that, first of all, we ended the phase one of this trial. Then, since that twice APNIC ago, we proposing to extend this program toward the end of the 2008. Then, we trying to make that the purpose of the phase one and phase two. So I like to report how we have done in phase one at the beginning. Then at the last part, we are reporting how we started off the IP phase two of this trial. Phase one of at the end of the phase one. As the end of the 2005, phase one was closed as that we planned. Then for participants has completed the transit IPv6 service deployment, the address space allocated to has been returned to IPv6 PC by the deadline, which is the end of the 2005. There are six participants who were involved in the phase one. Then there's one participant successfully deploying IPv6 service, which is Yozan is the participant who is operating a WiMAX carrier service. Then, so we collected address space from them to be, they shifting toward the real business phase. And for the other participants, address space allocated to each of the other, each of them is succeeded to utilized as in phase two. Then, as at last January, we collecting the reports of the phase one from the each of the participants at the regular hearing session. Then, according to them, we summarized that phase one of the results, which is first part of goodness of the trial. By this trial, large global address space allocation at the one time leads the new service deployment, which is we can observe that the less expensive always-on broadband services for home users, and also multiple fixed IP address service, and also area-wide wireless LAN service, which requires that certain address block at each access point. And VoIP IP phone service and content delivery network service. And new findings we could have is that ease of the large scale network service design by the large global address space allocation at the one time is least the less operation cost, which is more efficient way of the design of the network. And also, they are start looking at how they can start it up the V6 transition. So this is really good part of the trial itself. Each participant considering when they are feel like it would be better to shift toward the V6 so that they can save the operation cost or save that, trying to make that their network service more scalable so that they started off the how they can do for that future network involvement. Then they found out some issue to be cleared or issue to solve. And some participants found that IPv6 based service leads to cost saving, as I said. So this is one of the very goodness of the trial. However, as I said, that the many of them are still experiencing the many barriers for the transition of IPv6. IPv6 readiness of devices. Many of them know most of the routers and many of the PCs are getting ready for V6. However, not ready yet for many of the necessities surrounding or trying to integrating the network service, which is like a maintaining basic services like a load balancer type of the things or security rating server, that kind of stuff. So many of the components needs to be integrated for that the regular service level of the service in the very business level. They can't collect the whole components together for the V6 ready to use. And also access network to users, which is not ready for the many of the ISPs. Of course, in Japan, many of the large scale ISP started off the V6 service, but not all of them. And especially in the suburbs or rural areas of the ISP, small ISPs, they don't started the V6 service. So it's pretty hard to make the native V6 service through the end-to-end. And that's maybe the part is that the difficulty to make the awareness of the users for the V6 itself. And some of the V4 network is not able to accommodate the PC enabling the IPv6. So we have to get rid of this kind of existing V4 networks, trying to be more operable of the IPv6 ready PC on top of it. And readiness of software. I think that so far getting better, but still that the DNS query stability, that kind of stuff is still not fully deployed yet. And many of the browsers or that kind of a basic application is not ready yet. And the web authentication or that kind of application level of the readiness for the V6 is not ready. And of course, that makes some security hole it could be. So that many of the participants feels like it's pretty too soon to started off the service by the V6. And this is the really serious part. They are a little bit hesitate to start it off the large scale service by the V6 is that security part. And also some of them tried to start it off the V6, but they have to know that additional care is necessary for V6 DOS or DOS attack or spam filtering, that kind of stuff. they some of them experienced that the, many of the DOS attack increased on the unused IPv6 address space, so they have to make certain treatment of that kind of a space for that V6 when they are start to use. So that's all about we found out by closing phase one. Then these are these barriers or issues we should try to clear up for the phase two. Then we many of them are expressed that they would like to continue this program by because of that they are would like to clearing up that these kind of issues. Then we start the phase two at the beginning of this year. And so far, IPv6 PC Promotion Council and continuing participants have worked to renew the contract to they as that they can continuously participate on this program. And as of January 1st, we officially started off the trial. And this phase two is to be end by the end of the 2008. Then, and in the contract, participants needs to agree the three basic conditions as I listed. First of all, this trial is closed at the end of the 2008 and no extension. This is the promise we made at the APNIC meeting in Fiji, maybe, and when that this extension was approved by the APNIC committee. And participants needs to set the IPv6 service deployment goal within this trial and need to submit the deployment schedule. So we sort of the mandate that the participants started off the any sort of the V6 service officially, which that the end users or users of the service can be chosen from their official business menus. And as that we have done so far, report regularly twice a year between IPv6 PC and participants of this program. And participants of the phase two is quite not changed from the phase one. Nationwide ADSL VoIP service provider, nationwide always-on FTTH service provider, A3 connectivity IP phone service provider, and contents delivery networks ASP, and public wireless LAN access service provider. These five are continuing participants to the phase two. And maybe you can guess what they would like to start off the IPv6 is, as listed here, native dual connectivity service and L3 service, which stable, which is stable L3 connectivity by IPv6, regardless of the base IP infrastructure, which is they are on top of the. This service provider is like a VNO, virtual network operator. So they struggle with what's the basic infrastructure can accommodate the V6 or not. So they are trying to utilize the tunnel type of the or VPN type of the technology, which they can make that independent from the basic infrastructure and their service IP network. And the city-wide IPv6 public wireless service, which is maybe many of you are experienced in Kyoto, Miyakonet service, which is Kyoto City's area-wide wireless service, which they are going to make that IPv6 ready. And IPv6 Content Delivery Network Performance Service by that CDN ASPs. Then we just started off the phase two. And many of them are quite, many of them submit the quite reasonable time schedules, which is cannot disclose that here, but they are trying to make this kind of a service by the end of the 2007 or mid of the 2008. So this should be more practical time schedule, I believe, than we are from the IPv6 PC point of view. We are trying to observing how they can act in this program and trying to catching up regularly from them about how it's going on that individual participants' activities. Then some basic factor we should share here. We like to bring those kind of issues or findings at the regularly in the IPNIC policy. That's all. Thank you. Is any questions or comments or?
Any comments or questions? Is me, are you making comments or questions? No? Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Ito-san. I believe you will be coming back next APNIC meeting to report this update.
Yes. Yeah, we would like to. We're happy to report this trial status every APNIC meeting.
Thank you, Ito-san.
All right. Thank you very much.